Police are hunting a man after a 12-year-old girl was tied up and sexually assaulted on her way to school on the Central Coast. The girl was walking along a pathway at Narara at about 7:45 a.m. when a man carrying a hunting knife grabbed her from behind, tied her up and sexually and indecently assaulted her. She managed to escape and made her way to school where she reported the incident. Now a police investigation is underway. And on the line, Superintendent Danny Sullivan. Superintendent, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Ben, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
What an absolutely shocking case. How is the little girl doing, first of all?
Yeah, she's up at hospital at the moment working with hospital staff and our investigators, and I'm happy to say that she's speaking to us and that her welfare is number one in our considerations at the moment. And I've had a good meeting this afternoon with her mum and dad, and they're also part of this process that we're going through.
I'm guessing she got to school and reported it straight away.
Yeah, 100%. And you've outlined there that it happened between Reeves and Carrington Street about 7:45. Well, she managed to escape and she got to school around 9 and then was able to get a report through so that we could commence our investigation straight away. And one of the things, she's a very brave little girl and she's given us an outstanding description of this offender. And with your consent, Ben, I'll get that out there so that people can hear it, because we're really after information from anyone particularly who was in the area.
What does he look like?
Well, he's described as a male in his mid-20s, 175 to 180 centimetres tall, which is about 5'7", 5'8", in old speak, chubby build with a grey blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, the clothing he was wearing was a camouflage shirt, camouflage pants over blue pants, and he also had a camouflage hat on with a loose covering over his face, which only exposed his eyes and nose, and she tells us that his eyes were blue. He was also carrying a camouflage bag, and it was in that bag that the hunting knife that you mentioned was being housed.
Was she threatened with that hunting knife?
Yeah, we part of our investigation will look into how that knife was used, but he certainly produced the knife during this process for this poor young girl.
I'll tell you what, she is a very unlucky young lady, but she's lucky in some ways as well, Superintendent.
Well, in this
lucky matter, that she got away, I mean.
Yeah, 100%. And thankfully, these types of matters don't happen every day. But having said that, one is too many. And I'm a dad, like you, Ben, and my youngest is actually the same age as this young girl. And I know that sharp, cold pang of fear that goes through a parent's heart. And that's why we've got a full team of detectives here at the Brisbane Water Local Area Command on this, also working very closely under the lead of a full team of detectives from the State Crime Command Child Protection Unit.
All right. Well, I know everyone's motivated to solve this as soon as possible. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for coming on.
No, my absolute pleasure. And if anyone has any information, it's Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. No matter how trivial they think it is, any piece could be that piece that solves this puzzle.
Well done, Superintendent. Great summary. There's Danny Sullivan joining us from the Central Coast of New South Wales. The man is aged in his mid-20s, 175 to 180 centimetres tall, chubby build, grey blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing a camouflage shirt, camouflage pants over navy blue pants, a camouflage hat, and was also carrying a camouflage bag.